As we move from the Christmas season toward ordinary time, we do so by remembering the baptism of Jesus. And the baptism of Jesus reminds us that the ordinary life of the church is centered on two things, covenant and mission. Covenant and mission. If we lose sight of these two fundamental aspects of our identity as Christians and as church, then we lose everything. The covenant is the organizing structure of the whole history of salvation. And the goal of that salvation history is to overcome the divisions among human persons, to establish a united humanity in which every person created in the image of God can flourish as God intended. Listen again to the prophet Isaiah. Here is my servant who I uphold, my chosen one with whom I am pleased, upon whom I have put my spirit. I have formed you and set you as a covenant of the people, a light for the nations. These words from Isaiah are from the first stage of salvation history, the Old Testament, when the covenant established Israel as the light for the nations. But as the history of Israel took a tragic turn, as Israel was conquered by the nations instead of enlightening them, the figure of the servant of Yahweh emerged in the words of the prophets. It becomes clear that no exercise of human power, not even that exercised by the king of Israel, will ever achieve the goal of salvation. A united humanity will only be achieved through a deeper change at the heart of humanity, through the transformation of human desire itself. So the prophet Isaiah speaks of a servant who will establish a new covenant by accepting a tragic death inflicted on him by the violent desire of the people. And it is this death that will set in motion a new stage of salvation history beyond anything that could have been imagined in the old covenant, a Messiah king who suffers for the people. A voice is heard from heaven. This is my beloved son with whom I am well pleased. This is a very deep and significant statement. It's not just like a, hey, congratulations on your baptism, Jesus, kind of a statement. It has deep theological meaning. Jesus is the beloved son, the Messiah king that the Jews waited for, whose anointing was celebrated in Psalm number 2. The Lord said to me, you are my son. This day I have begotten you, and I will make your inheritance the nations. But the voice from heaven says, this Messiah is also the suffering servant spoken of by Isaiah, with whom God is well pleased. So the true Messiah will establish a new covenant by accepting a death inflicted on him by violent human desire and by rising from the dead. And this is the foundation for the transformation of humanity. Jesus initiates his own saving mission by receiving baptism for sins. And John the Baptist rightly objects that Jesus has no need to be baptized for sins, right? I mean, Jesus doesn't have any sins. And yet Jesus responds, allow it now, for it is fitting to fulfill all righteousness. So by receiving baptism, Jesus himself assumes the weight of the human condition of sin, and he sets in motion the transformation of human desire to fulfill God's plan for a humanity that would live in righteousness and peace. So as a result of all of this, we now live in a covenant relationship with God, and we entered this covenant relationship through our baptism. And we celebrate the Eucharist each week to renew our covenant commitment with God. After the resurrection, members of the new covenant are baptized with the same Holy Spirit that descended upon Jesus. And as we heard Brian singing a little bit earlier, our baptism also anoints us with power. Jesus baptizes us with the Holy Spirit and with power. In baptism, in unity with Jesus, we have power to heal and transform human desire. And that has to begin with our own personal lives. So in baptism, families promise to teach each succeeding generation to love God and to love our neighbor. This love is the foundation of the new humanity. And we commit ourselves to examine our lives carefully, to make sure that every action we take is motivated by the good of others. And we even voluntarily confess our sins in order to make sure that we're not deceiving ourselves, that we're really living our covenant with God faithfully. And in this baptismal covenant, we also have a mission. We are part of the church, the body of Christ acting in the world, the sacrament of union with God and the unity of humanity. And each of us is called by our baptism to play our part in carrying out the mission of the church. The history of salvation has raised our awareness of the possibility that we could abandon our mission, just as Israel abandoned the old covenant. So we have to be alert and we have to be committed, and we have to be not just concerned with keeping things the way they are. Pope Francis has been calling the whole church to renew our commitment to our covenant mission. He says, "I dream of a missionary impulse capable of transforming everything so that the church's customs, ways of doing things, times and schedules, language and structures can be suitably channeled for the evangelization of today's world rather than for her self-preservation." This week and next week, we're rolling out a new structure of envisioning our participation and mission as a parish community. And I hope that reflecting on and engaging this new structure will stimulate the missionary impulse that Pope Francis hopes for in every community. So take a good look at this in the bulletin this week, and then I'm going to preach on this again next week at all the masses. But this is a structure that has no life of its own. It needs to be brought to life by the creativity and ideas of those who feel called to engage in it. So please pray for this new effort. Ask the Lord how you are called to contribute to it. Ask the Lord to inspire those to come forward who have the gifts and talents to bring new life to St. Raymond. Ask the Lord to help us to listen together to the voices, and especially the younger voices, who will guide us into the future. And let us all renew today the promises we made at our baptism, and let us resolve to live in this new year as more faithful disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ.